Wednesday, March 24th. A full morning as we loaded in a whole round of senators for the president to see prior to the SST vote this afternoon, on top of a breakfast with George Meany, a meeting with Louis Nunn and Whitney Young, then the launching of Blatchford and his new volunteer program, plus an open door hour and a few other odds and ends. On top of that, the president had a meeting with John Scali in connection with our effort to get him to come aboard on the staff. It apparently went pretty well, and Colson feels we'll get Scali, although he has some health problems that have resulted in his doctor telling him that he should not take the job. The president met with Peter Dominick this morning, along with some of the other senators, and Dominick, as campaign chairman, took the occasion to deliver a long list of complaints to the president, which gave rise again to his president's thought of needing to develop some loyalists who will really fight for us. Dominick's principal point, and one that really shook the president, was that he blasted the vice president and said that he didn't think the situation was correctable, that there was nothing we could do but let him go. This bothers the president. Obviously, it's quite possible that this is the case. But he didn't like the idea of Dominick taking off on him. The president wants to be sure we're doing the follow-up while he's gone to California. Our program is working on backing up, particularly the foreign policy. Especially he wants to watch any congressional resolutions on cutting off funds and that sort of thing. The SST vote was this afternoon, and we lost in spite of the president's efforts. He obviously was discouraged by the loss and feels that it's a real mistake to have let the thing go, but we really did do all that we could do. He called me at home in the middle of the evening to say that he had read the weather reports for long range in California, and on the basis of the lousy outlook, felt that we should not go ahead with the trip, but should instead stay here and then go down to Florida the latter part of next week for a long weekend down there. So, for now at least, that's the plan. End of March 24th.